Welcome back to Art House and Sports Bros with Piper Davidson and Kai Gilstrap.
That is me.
We're going to think of an intro eventually.
Yes, we are.
We don't have one right now, though.
It's today, too nice outside to think about anything.
It's exactly. And today, we are joined by our boss, Lucas Amrine.
Yo, yo, yo.
Okay. Luke is the lovely editor-in-chief here at The Daily, and he has a lot of opinions about a lot of different things. Most notably, he was particularly upset that he wasn't the special guest on the first episode of this incredible podcast, but I feel like you don't do guests on the first episode, so.
Apparently not.
And now he has his own podcast, which we're not going to plug.
Nope, not in the slightest.
Jumping don't right into it. Last episode, I talked about four artists who are all very big, popular artists, and then I said something along the lines of, maybe next week I'll talk about some real art.
Bleep.
Like a small indie artist. So today I'm going to talk about Taylor Swift. Because Taylor Swift's album came out last night, as I assume. Oh, we are recording this on April 19th. Truly no idea when it's going to come out. But
yes, yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of thoughts. I know Luke's listened to a little bit of it. Ty, have you heard any of it yet?
I've listened to the first four songs, and then It just got too daunting after that. Yeah. And I was like, I gotta wait.
So basically how it played out was that last night at 9 a.m., 9 p.m. Pacific time, the album dropped because it was midnight Eastern time, but we live in Washington. So, anyway.
Fun fact.
And then, fun fact, The Daily of the University of Washington is in Seattle. So I listened to the whole album, and then I was like, cool, fun, assume she would pull some
bleep
because it's Taylor Swift. And nonetheless, I went to bed and left my AirPods on my desk. And then, of course, 11 rolls around, aka 2 a.m. Eastern time, and she dropped 15 more songs to make it a full two-hour-long album. The second half of it is called The Anthology. So it's like, the first album is the Tortured Poets Department, and the second part is The Anthology. So I get myself out of bed, get my headphones, get back in bed. I unfortunately popped my nightly melatonin before I saw the announcement of the second half, which was my crucial mistake. But I got through almost all of it before I fell asleep. And I like the second half better. I like The Anthology better than the original album, which I think is a common take so far. One of my main points of what I want to talk about today is how much I hate Twitter.
Hmm. Wait, what social media website?
Twitter.
Oh, okay.
X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, see, I was like, okay, yeah.
You know, because here's the thing. I think people's opinions are great, but also so annoying all the time. I think people who are weirdly, to clarify, I am a Taylor Swift fan, big Taylor Swift fan, would never deny the fact that I am a big Taylor Swift fan. But I will admit, there are some weird Taylor Swift fans that are insane. I think the only people more annoying than those people are people who make hating Taylor Swift their entire personality, and I think all of it is incredibly insufferable. And so I really came so close to deleting Twitter. But I like the album, so I really like it. I think it's fun. I think it is almost exactly what I expected it would be. Because it's, like, there's your Jack Antonoff-y, Bleachers-y synth pop, which a lot of people don't like. People are sick of it. They didn't like Midnights. They're sick of the synth pop. I can't say that word either, if you haven't noticed. The S, synth pop, whatever.
Sounds great to me. I don't know what word you're referring to, so I'm just going to...
It's the genre. It's the like synthesizer. Like, they have a lot of synthesizer on there.
Like the 80s.
Jack Antonoff is famous
still
for...
Still not his, an idea.
One of her producers.
Okay.
Is, and the producer she's been working with a lot recently is really into it. He is Bleachers, the band, and I love Bleachers, which is why I like a lot of the new... Luke looks shocked. Did you not know that?
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's Bleachers.
Wow.
Bleachers is one guy, and it is Jack Antonoff.
The more you know.
Is that like Tame Impala?
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. And then the second half of the album, it's much more folklore-y, slowed down. Well, not all of it's slowed down, but like much more Aaron Dessner, who a lot of Taylor Swift fans are a bigger fan of, another one of the people she produces with a lot. He's part of Big Red Machine, I think, or something like that. Anyway, he's great. Second half of the album is really great. I'm a fan of it altogether. It is really long. I think 2 hours was a lot. I think there are a couple songs where I'm like, this didn't need to be put out into the world. It's fun, whatever. I think the highlights, let's go through the highlights. Luke, what do you think so far? Because I know you've listened to it.
Hot take here. I'm a big fan of the first part.
That makes sense. Because you're a big, like, you like Midnights, you like 1989.
Yeah.
Ooh, speaking of 1975. This is an album about Maddie Healy.
Not
about her boyfriend of like 6 years. It's about her 1 month situationship with Maddie Healy.
Gotcha.
Which I have so much respect for, to clarify. I would say there's a couple songs, and honestly some of the best, most devastating songs are about Joe Alwyn, like her, you know, she did forever and ever, ever. A lot of the songs are about how Maddie Healy is evil, but unfortunately also quite good in bed. Like, that is the general theme, is Maddie Healy is evil and good at bed. Which I think I knew. Like, I think that's something you can look at Matty Healy and listen to a lot of his music and be like, yeah, that makes sense.
None of this really matters to me. I just want to get you in trouble. So where does this rank among Taylor Swift albums?
That's a great question. I don't know yet. I also change my rankings of my favorite Taylor Swift albums very frequently. I have a pretty solid top two. My number one by, like, large margin, Far and Beyond, has been Red. It's always been Red. Mm-hmm. Love Red. Red's my favorite album. Number two at this point is pretty solidly Folklore. I really like Folklore. I loved Evermore as well, but I think Folklore's... I actually really like the vibes of Evermore, but I think the specific songs of Folklore spoke to me a little bit more and resonated with me a little bit more. But Evermore is always in contention for my number three place. 1989 is a great album. Speak Now is a great album. Fearless is a great album. Like, these are all albums that could, on any given day, be my third favorite. Midnights, I didn't love. I really liked Midnights, and I do like Midnights, and I listen to songs on Midnights, and there are songs on Midnights I do love, but I wouldn't say I love Midnights as much as I love a lot of her other albums. And this album is definitely, on first listen, trying to remember back to my first listen of Midnights, I think I like this better than Midnights. Hmm. I need more time to sit with it because I've listened to it about two times all the way through.
Wait, so you spent 4 hours listening to this?
Yeah.
It came out...
But I will say, I haven't fully processed it because I was, like, half asleep for, like, end of the... whatever. Yeah, so far, I'm really enjoying it. I really like the vibes. Like, the overarching, like, vibe of it is really good. I like the kind of, like... I don't even know how to explain it, but I like the vibes. I know it makes sense to me that you like the first half better because I think it's overhated already. Again, I spent too much time on Twitter, desperately needed to delete it off my phone. But it's... the first half is clearly, like... people are like, oh, it's too Jack Antonoff-y, it's too pop, it's too synth poppy, whatever. I think it's fun. Some of the lyrics are a little silly, sure, but I think that's the point. Like, I think Taylor Swift should be allowed to be funny. And I think saying lyrics like, we think Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist, is funny.
I think I brought this up on the last podcast, but do you feel any better, like, actively saying the words like Fortnite or like Daddy I Love Him, like, in a social setting? Or how is it kind of feel?
Daddy I Love Him is a devastating song.
Okay.
Like, it is a good song, and it's about, I think, I assume what it's about is, you know how everyone hated Matty Healy, right? Like, everyone, do you know about
I do now. No, okay. Not on sites,
so
but I do
Matty
know.
Healy is the lead singer of the 1975.
Oh, okay.
A
I thought
very
I
problematic
okay.
character.
Gotcha.
People were very upset with Taylor Swift for, like, publicly being... with him and stuff like that. The daddy in the song is her fans who were mad at her. I think, don't quote me,
there was like an open letter.
It was, I think, and then him is Matty Healy, which is fair. Matty Healy is evil but is weirdly kind of alluring.
Is it true that there's a Kim Kardashian diss
track? Yes. Kim K caught a stray, one song that just, like, directly,
she did not just catch a stray out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's
well,
fair.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with
no,
the
grass no, no.
one. Yeah,
I agree. Sorry, that's not really what I meant. Like, okay. She well deserved. But, like, no, catch a stray in the sense that nobody was thinking
no.
this is going to be an album
that's
where Kim Kardashian
yeah, gets her diss track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, like, songs about Matty Healy, some devastating songs about Joe Alwyn, and then one song just being like, screw you, Kim Kardashian, you suck.
Can we talk about my favorite TikTok account right now, which is her daughters? I mean, just the fact...
Well, they mentioned that in the song. Wait, there's a lyric that's like, only you and I are going to know this song about you, and your daughter is going to come in singing it one day, and you're going to know it's about you, like a diss track.
It's perfect. That's a
perfect
line.
And then
line.
She makes it abundantly clear it's about Kim Kardashian.
Well,
you know.
Thank you, Amy, with K-I-M.
Yeah, capitalized. The title.
Wait, where did you get that from? I mean...
No, that's the title.
I know, I'm saying, like, you know... I don't know where
I'm just reading too much into it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think you honestly are.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, so I definitely need more time to sit with my thoughts on the album, but that's my... I think you should listen to it.
How many more listens are you going to do this week?
The way with Taylor Swift releases go, it'll probably be all I listen to until my brain physically cannot take it anymore, and then I'll switch it up for a little bit, and then take a long break from Taylor Swift, and then reel myself back in. Like, I do this every time.
Respect
but.
It.
Mm. How many times will you listen to it, Luke?
I'll listen to it. I mean, I don't know if I'll listen to, like, all of it all the way through, but it'll be in the rotation.
Okay.
Can't all be, it's Beyoncé.
Is the reason you like the first half more because you just listened to the first half?
No, I listened to all of it.
Oh, okay.
I was committed.
All
right. I did my homework.
Preparation.
Yeah.
Love it.
Ty didn't.
I did not, no. Again, four songs was... a little too much.
Yeah. Anyway, what's going on in sports?
Sports. This is the dog days of summer, even though it's April. But, you know, we're approaching it. So I think the biggest thing that we need to talk about is that sports has a gambling problem, and a really bad one. You may not believe it from every commercial break that you see, which is either a FanDuel or a DraftKings or an MGM ad. But there is a bad one. And I think the biggest one that was in the news this week, again, we're filming Friday, April 19th, is that Jontay Porter, who is the brother of Michael Porter Jr., star player for the Denver Nuggets, and Jontay wants a University of Washington men's basketball commit, gotta localize these stories, is banned for life. He's just the second NBA player to ever be banned for life under this new commissioner, not new, but the current commissioner, Adam Silver. And he's kind of just an idiot. There's really, like, no way to beat around this, because in March 20th, a random bettor just kind of placed $80,000 that he was going to get under all of his prop lines, which Jontay Porter is not a great NBA player. He's been on a two-way contract, which basically means he's going to be in the NBA and also in the G League, and they can kind of just move him whenever they want. The G League's kind of the minor league teams for the NBA. He's not a good player. So his lines were already incredibly low. He was supposed to get, like, less than a point is what they... And then 3 minutes into the game, he claimed he was sick and then just walked off the court. And then the NBA was like, maybe we shouldn't pay this random bettor who somehow placed this $80,000 bet $1.1 million. And they flagged it, and lo and behold, turns out he was fixing the games. And he also placed 13 bets back when he was in the G League on just random NBA games, which amounted to about $54,000. And the craziest part of all is he actually bet on his own team to lose, but they actually won that game. So... turns out.
I feel like we're in like the 1920s right now.
Pretty much, honestly. Wow. And it's honestly getting much worse. I mean, we saw what happened with Shohei Ohtani's translator. A little too much to go into the weeds there in a less than 30-minute podcast, but it's been kind of in the news. I'm sure you guys have seen it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Too much money's being thrown around there. It's also just, you know, impacting the games that we all watch. Last year, an Alabama baseball coach for the University of Alabama was fired after it turns out that he texted a bettor up in Ohio, I believe it was, to bet on his team to lose. And the bettor went and bet $100,000 on a college baseball game. Now, there's one problem about betting $100,000 on a college baseball game, and that's the fact that nobody bets on college baseball games. So he was the only bettor in the entire United States to bet on that baseball game, and he bet $100,000. Alabama lost, it was flagged, and Alabama's baseball coach was promptly flagged.
So, like, not only are they obviously doing things they shouldn't and be betting on, you know, games that they are actively influencing, but they're also, like, doing a bad job of hiding.
They're doing a terrible job.
Like,
dumb.
It's like they're bad criminals. Like, they are not doing a good job of being subtle.
Well, the worst part about the Alabama baseball coach is that the bettor he feeded the information to was very strapped for cash and very desperate. And turns out he may have just been holding his phone in the middle of the sports book where the camera just zoomed in on the text messages, where they were able to see that he was texting the Alabama baseball coach, and then he let him know that their starting pitcher was not going to be playing that night and that he should bet against them. So these people are dumb. These people are not smart, and they're costing themselves, in the case of Jontay Porter, maybe not the best NBA player of all time. Now he's making $0 rather than at least a minimum contract that he's making before. Honestly, this is kind of the result of NFL, MLB, NBA allowing gambling companies to come into their leagues to advertise everywhere to make it look so appealing to the general audience that even these players are now starting to just fall for it. It's going to be a serious problem. I mean, who doesn't want to, you know, make a little cash from time to time?
I mean, it's never worked out for you.
Not once. Not once.
Well, that's you did one correct bet in the entire time I've known you, which was betting on UConn.
Well, you know, yeah. That was also, I should clarify, a side bet.
Side bet with friends.
You know, there's always the next one.
There's
know?
Always the next one. And
because
see,
we live in Washington State and would never partake in sports gambling.
Never. If I was to go to any sports book right now and bet on, if I bet 10 games tonight, MLB games, whatever's on, I think there's a decent chance I would lose 10 out of 10, and probably a greater chance I'd lose 9 out of 10. So I am not a great bettor, but just like Luke said, there's always one more.
You know,
there's always a chance to win after that. And I think
all it takes
that's
is the next one.
On. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's just, it gives us hope.
Just like those lotto tickets, you know, just the next one.
I'm going to a Padres game next weekend.
Love this.
Wow.
What do I need to know?
Well, you're going to the best baseball park in the entire country.
So I've heard.
Yes, it's awesome.
Is it on, like, the ocean or something?
Close. It's close to the ocean. So, you know,
well,
what more
T-Mobile could you ask for? Park is close to the ocean.
Yeah, are you saying, sorry?
Is it close to the ocean?
Well, it's close to the bay.
The water.
Which okay, is, water, I think, is probably the better.
It's the salt water. There. It still counts.
The Puget Sound, right?
Well, it's
inlet water.
It's true. Petco Park is, it's just great. It's just, I'm biased. Mm. I went to 20 games there a year when I was a young tyke, just enjoying baseball games, and there's nowhere better to be. Who are they playing? Do you know who they are?
No idea.
Oh, great.
I also haven't bought tickets yet. I just know I'm going to be in San Diego, and my brother wants to go to a baseball game.
Yeah. There you go.
It's perfect. Yeah, you're going to have a great time. There's nowhere better in the entire world.
The other day I told Ty that his aura is brown. Because, you know, he has brown hair and brown eyes and just, like, kind of wears a lot of brown shoes. But I think more than anything, it's the fact that he wears his San Diego Padres hat quite often. And sure. That is brown.
It is very brown.
Is the goal to, like, blend into the desert?
Kind of. I think I went to the wrong place. Desert. Well, yeah. I was intending on going to Arizona, and then I just accepted the wrong offer. And I ended up here.
Huh. Well, we're a better school than Arizona.
That's true. It's also really green here. So it's kind of backfiring.
Mm. It's true. You don't blend in.
Maybe the bark of the tree, maybe?
Yeah.
That kind of work. I should have gone more hikes.
Kind of, like, tall, and you can
That's
see,
true,
like,
yeah. Yeah. I think I need to wear my green shirts.
That's if you do, like, brown with, like, a green, like, zip-up hoodie over it, very tree-like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Can I still wear the Padres hat, or is that?
You know, maybe get a Mariners hat. I'd say it. It'd be really funny if they were playing the Mariners. I don't think they are. I feel like I would know if they were playing the Mariners.
That'd probably be relevant information.
So pretty, big Mariners fan.
Yeah. It's time to look it up to see.
I'm also a Denver Nuggets fan, or so I say I am. I don't follow basketball at all, but they have my favorite team name. So.
Well, that's because the Davidson family comes from Colorado.
This is true. We briefly, or sorry, not briefly, for most of my life, went to Colorado in the summers when we lived in other places. And Luke conflated this with me being born in Colorado for a very long time.
Not born, but just like that's, yeah.
Yeah. Basically, I said I was going to my cousin's wedding. He was like, oh, yes, Colorado. My cousin does not live in Colorado.
Chicago, apparently.
Yeah.
It must start to cease. I understand the confusion.
Yeah. Like, he also doesn't live in Chicago. The wedding's in Rockford. Moving on to our...
Philadelphia Phillies, by the way.
Still
interested. That's who's playing the Padres.
Oh, fun. So. Okay. That's kind of a fun name, Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Wait, what? Hold on. We need to back in. What's the Nuggets? Just chicken nuggets, or like?
I just think it's funny that they're called the Nuggets. Like that's hilarious.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think people talk about how funny that is. What? I know it's like gold nuggets. I get it. Like mining town, whatever. But like, really, the Denver Nuggets. Like, come on, that's adorable.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
So we have two segments that we have started doing in our one episode run.
This is great.
Which is first segment, which is. What are you obsessed with right now, which we are going to make Luke do. Oh. And then our second segment, which we hope to do if we get anybody to email in, is give advice to people. But we'll start with what are you obsessed with. So, Luke, what are you obsessed with right now?
Ooh, I'm obsessed with so many things. Such a great question. Dune 2.
Yeah.
I'm
shocked.
We saw that.
Dune Part 2. And you know what? I'm obsessed with friendship. And I'm so glad that I have friends, two of which are in this room, that are going to see it with me on April 27th.
That's true. How many times will you have now seen it once we get to April 27th?
You know, numbers don't matter. I think that's...
I disagree. How many times will you have seen it?
Several.
Oh, okay. It's like seven.
Once you see it, you'll understand.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. You keep saying that. I've seen the movie.
So that's something that has not come to light, Piper.
When did you see it?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I haven't seen the movie.
Oh. Yeah.
I just thought that would be funny.
Yeah.
See it nine times?
Though I feel
it
like I have.
It is not nine. It is under five. It is under five.
Okay. There's no way that's true.
I actually double checked. I just talk about it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to speak on Luke's behalf. What Luke has also been really obsessed with.
Oh, no. I'll get to it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Calico Critters. I don't know if you're familiar, Ty.
It's not a clue in the world.
Wait, okay. Yeah.
Luke keeps sending me these memes.
Calico Critter memes. They are hilarious. They...
And then you put, like, text over this.
Yeah.
That's, like, passive-aggressive and funny.
Ah, okay.
And it started because there's this TikTok.
Let's describe the visual for the listener.
So, Calico Critters. No, like, they're, like, little...
They're, like, little, like, fuzzy little character, like... It's like a Little's Pet Shop Polly Pocket type thing, but, like, fuzzy little...
Like, little animals.
Cute, more charming vibes. And there was an TikTok account called, what was it called? Like,
Calico Critter something.
Something. They just got banned.
They did, which is shocking and horrifying and very scary times.
Yeah, but what it was they would do, like, take photos of their, like, Calico Critter, like, they would have a set of Calico Critters and take different photos, which is, like, drama, being like, oh my god, I just killed my husband. That's crazy. Let's go spill the tea, girl. Like, those, like, little, that's the vibe.
This is what the woke mob is trying to take from us right now.
And it just made me laugh. I'm obsessed.
He sends me them a lot. Like, every time I say anything, Luke will respond with a Calico Critter meme, being like, that's so mean. Do you hate me?
How many times has he sent it? Like, six? Seven?
Honestly, probably.
It's a lot.
Like, pretty frequently.
Nine, ten.
I'm honestly surprised you haven't received them.
I'm really starting to question my friendship with Luke right now.
Well, I kind of keep it.
I just get passive aggressive texts, not passive aggressive on Calico Critter memes.
I mean, we can go there, but
I'd love to.
Like, I get stuff like this.
That's very funny.
If you want that,
I would love it.
Okay,
it'd brighten my day.
Okay,
yeah.
You know, I'm all about that.
Love it.
I'm actually gonna show this one because this is my personal favorite. So I was using our office printer for things. It doesn't matter what I was using it for. You know what? I am an employee of this building, and I have printer access. And Luke, unprompted, sees me print and from across the room texts me, a calico critter looking dramatically out a window that says, "That looks like a lot of color ink over there," implying that I'm stealing from this company, which I would never do. And for those of you who can't see, because which is all of you, because we're not filming this, Luke's face is very red right now and looks like he's about to cry.
From laughter, because I just crack myself up sometimes. And that was probably one of my top five moments. Really proud of that.
Top five moments ever or like,
well, of like this year? Comedy at the Daily.
Okay.
Thanks for that. Like,
I was just going to question.
Thanks for that like self-esteem boost, Ty. I appreciate it.
I'm really nervous about.
I don't know if this is like a welcoming environment right now to your guests, so.
It's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
You were crying. Tear just fell. Tears just fell.
Another
it's
eye.
Come down second eye, too.
Second eye.
Anyway, Ty, what are you obsessed with right now?
I am obsessed with Smiling Friends on Max, or HBO Max as it was formerly known. It's a very weird, unique, abstract.
Oh, like you.
Really, honestly, adult animation.
And animation type.
Yeah, you know, wow. X-rated.
Oh, it's that thing.
It is that thing, yes. That's all over TikTok right now.
Oh.
It's something. The thing that really appeals to me is the 10-minute episodes for my brain.
Short attention span.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't get through a 2-hour album. I definitely can't get through a 3-hour movie like Dune 2. And so
2-hour 47 minutes, but
that's counting. The same thing. So for 10-minute episodes, it's just it's great. So you know what? Maybe it's not like the best writing or the best show in the world, but who cares?
You know, 10 minutes. I have a recommendation kind of along that lines if you're interested.
Would love to hear it.
Yeah. Maybe like try something called Cocomelon.
That's actually a great idea. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah. I also really like the Dancing Fruit YouTube videos.
Oh,
those
yeah.
Those have really appealed to me too lately. I just...
I do love the Dancing Fruit
videos. It's perfect. I mean, okay, what greater form of contact could you have?
Yeah. Well, what I'm obsessed with right now is going to be a shock to nobody, and it is Survivor season 46. Which is currently coming out weekly. An episode came out Wednesday that I haven't seen yet. But I need to get caught up. And it's so great. Like, I consistently watched it every...
Don't pay attention to me, guest.
No, I'm just trying to...
Okay.
Also, she just called you guest, Ty.
So Piper, we co-host this podcast. I feel like I should just...
Anyway, I'm really, really into Survivor. It is my second favorite show of all time behind... Actually, it's my favorite show of all time. I think I'm going to put it above Criminal Minds. It's my favorite show of all time. Which surprises people, because I think people think, because obviously I'm, like, so smart and cool and intelligent, that I have, like, a really deep, profound, like, taste in shows and film. But, yes, no, Survivor...
Honestly, the best people, though. Like, they're reality TV.
There was a quote one... somewhere by somebody important, I'm sure, that said the smartest person you know watches reality television.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. And I will say, I don't watch a lot of reality television, except for, I like challenge-based ones, so I like Survivor, I like Amazing Race. I love the Great British Bake Off. I love, like, HGTV home design shows.
You're not really, like, a Bravo gal, though.
No. I like Housewives.
See, I've never watched Housewives.
That's actually really good.
Those women define friendship.
I think my favorite thing to do
Luke
is
Luke is very housewifey in general. In like cleaning, cooking way, in a petty, gossipy way.
Thanks, Piper.
I'm just not gonna talk the rest of the episode.
Yeah, you were saying that.
No, it doesn't matter. Honestly, these points are just irrelevant. I made too much of a point out of this. But when your mom is watching a reality show and then you just get to stand in the back and just watch it, there's no better way to watch TV.
Well, see, I am a woman. So I just sit down with my mother and watch with her. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not familiar.
And I think you should start breaking stereotypes and just really grab your glass of red wine, sit down next to your mom.
It's too big of a step for me right now.
And lock it on the Food Network and or HGTV.
Food Network hasn't really appealed to me.
Oh, for me, in my house, it's my dad and sister that love Food Network.
It's just repeats, you know.
Well, not if you watch it live.
Okay, well, we just got somebody asking for advice
in the podcast. Oh, goodness gracious.
What a great day.
So in our last 3 minutes of this podcast.
Yes.
What is the best pickup line for Tinder DMs?
Oh.
I want to hear this from you, too, because I am banned from Tinder.
How are you? Okay.
So I made a Tinder account in high school. I was 18, but I respect that I should not have been doing that in high school, and I got banned within about 35 seconds of being on the app. I assume they thought I was underage, which is fair. I was too young to be on that app, and they were correct. Though I was 18, but I was in high school. And then I made another Tinder account about a year later, and then immediately got banned for impersonating a banned account. So I've been banned from Tinder twice.
Wow.
So I'm not on Tinder.
I think that's actually good for everybody.
All right. Well, thanks, Ty.
I found that, apparently, according to some of my friends, that pictures, including family members, are not the way to go on a dating app. I don't think I'm the greatest person to go to for this.
Well, but that's a picture, not a pickup line.
Well, yeah, but then I didn't get the chance to do the pickup lines because apparently the pictures weren't really working. So I don't really have anything that's just really going for me in that sense. So I think I want to shift this over to Luke.
Also in like a long
time. I was going to say.
That's true. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day, you know.
Yeah, let's not age anyone here.
Yeah, exactly.
Show business.
That was still when Luke was like 30, I think, which was when I was, like 3 years ago. So, okay. Yeah, let's check out.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I think Ty found the last good significant other out there.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty proud. Yeah, it worked out really well. Yeah.
Luke and I are going to be single forever.
Sucks for you guys.
Usually, you know, like, hey, how's it going? Oh. It's a good like segue into conversation starter, you know.
And that is why Luke is still single.
Who'd have thought?
Thanks, Pepper. No Tinder pickup line recommendations because I have been banned from Tinder twice. Mm. So that is unfortunately all we have for you today.
I bet if you go like marriage, if you like just are very open, like first sign you're like, I think we should get married. I think that
actually have someone message me on Hinge last week because I do open Hinge about once a month just to see what's going on there and then I get depressed and leave. First message out of the bat, had not said any, I don't think I had said anything to him. He just goes, no, I am not in love with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see?
So moves quick.
Pretty sure love was in all caps too.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I am all caps in love with you.
See, that's the thing. People always talk about, oh, I want communication. Oh, I want transparency. And then when they deliver transparency, communication, that's when people get scared. And it's just.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to Art House and Sports Bros with Ty and Piper. And unfortunately, also Luke.
Luke is your favorite podcast host that's in the room right now.
Oh, well. Funny you mentioned that, Ty.
That's not.
You can't say yourself.
End it.
Cue the outro music. Oh, wait. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our editor, Sophia Moran. Thank you to Luke for being on today. And thank you to us, because we're the best part of this, and we're hilarious.
And thank you to FanDuel, MGM, and whoever else for sponsoring.
DraftKings.
Thank you for sponsoring this episode.
Shout out to Maddie Healy. You're a terrible person, but you make great music, and pretty good music has been made about you.
And shout out to Beyonce.
Good in bed. Who would have known?
And shout out to Beyonce.
Don't shout out to Beyonce. Bleep that, too.